dog in.
Hey, you know what? This is what's going to be played at BTW's when that comes out.
Yes, that's right. That's right. BTW bait and tackle. You got it, man.
Yep. Big Tan Worms. That's what we're going to call it. Bait and Tackle Shop.
It's the name of our store. That's what we're going to call it. Anyway, enough
biggest
of
tannest worms around.
Enough talking about our big tan worms. We got to get to it. It's time for your topic of the day. As always, brought to you by Specialite, Indicator, and Benton Township, who is hiring now, by the way. If you're looking for a new career with great starting pay, amazing benefits, rooms to grow, check special-light.com out, and maybe you could start that career right here, Southwest Michigan, with Specialite. Your topic for today, what's an essential or what is essential to have in your fridge at all times? All right, you got to have it in there. If you don't have it in there, you're doing it wrong. What is essential to have in your fridge at all times?
You want me to kick it off?
Yeah, go for it.
I got two of them. And right. One's really essential right now, and one's just kind of like the essential item, you know?
Yep.
So, right now, I'm going to use what I did in the promo yesterday. Aloe vera. In the fridge is very essential right now.
In the summertime, that is a very good. It's essential to have. I agree.
Especially being in quarantine, being in the basement as long as I was see-through, man, and eat just a little bit of sun, turn really red.
Yeah,
you know, that aloe is nice. So that's probably one of the most essential things right now. And to keep it in the fridge, you're like, why do you have aloe in your fridge? It's just that much nicer. That cold aloe, after a hot day in the sun. Beyond that, the most essential item in my fridge is probably C-H-E-E-S-E. Cheese.
Good answer. Good answer on that. Yeah.
Do we put cheese on everything? Yeah. I know it's not great for you. You're probably thinking, man, you probably shouldn't put cheese on it. But you know what?
Cheese is fantastic for you. What are you worried about, man?
All different kinds.
It's
a whole drawer. Whole drawer just for cheese.
I always stock up on cheese. Like, I'll buy that big, like, bag of shredded cheese, and then I'll buy another bag that I use because it lasts long enough. And then so you always got extra cheese for quesadillas, sandwiches, grilled cheese, stuff like that. Yeah, you got to have cheese.
Just pinch some cheese out of the bag.
Yeah. At 1 o'clock in the morning when you're in your underwear looking for that midnight snack, you got to go to the bag of cheese, man. You're going to that bag of cheese and you're just going to shovel it in there like just the piece of trash that you are. Yeah.
Just a little pinch. I mean, I'm not getting it all in my mouth. There's always some on the floor.
There's always some on the floor. What do? You kick it under the fridge. That's where it belongs. That's where it belongs. Let the mice get it. Yeah.
That's so true.
Seriously. 9 times out of 10, if you walk into my house at between 1 a.m. and 3 a.m. in the morning, there's shredded cheese on the ground, or there's me standing in my underwear in the light, bathing in the light of the fridge, just holding a bag of shredded cheese, shoveling
kinda
in my mouth.
Slightly hunched over with a tired look. Yeah. I can see you. You're probably in your boxers and your wife beater.
Yeah. No, just boxers. At that point, the wife beater's gone. It's off. It's ready to go. I'm just there in my underwear.
You're awake right now?
No. That's it. You don't even remember it. You wake up, you're like, God, where did all the cheese go? Oh, yeah. It was me.
I ate it in my sleep.
2:30 in the morning, just begrudgingly walking downstairs looking for cheese. Cheese.
And I know Kiki loves string cheese, so yeah, you guys probably have tons of cheese.
Yeah, there's a bunch of cheese. Well, I'm being from Wisconsin. I have to. There's people from Wisconsin that come check on you to make sure you have enough cheese in your fridge. Yeah.
I got this new cheese. You should try it. Actually, I'll bring it over. It's called Fremunda cheese. I'll bring it over for you.
As soon as you said that, I got some new cheese you got to try, I knew you were going to say Fremunda because you're a sick son of a bitch. That's right.
Fremunda my balls.
Yes, Fremunda. And I do like, too, that you had to put aloe vera in there for your little baby back bitch skin. That's
right.
My weak little skin. I need my aloe.
All of us are from the equator. I'm not used to it. My fair skin.
My little baby skin. My little baby. Your thin, wispy hair doesn't protect you enough from the hot sun. That's what it is. both good answers, buddy. I think those are both essentials to have in the fridge at all times.
Cheese.
Mine is a spice, if you will, something to kick it up a notch. You have to have Tabasco sauce, some form of hot sauce in there. Now, I'm a fan.
I was going to say, a lot of people would argue Cholula.
See, Cholula is good. I have Sriracha. I have Louisiana hot sauce. I have Tapatio. I have Cholula. I have literally every kind of hot sauce you have there. But if I could only have one, I think that's an essential is the Louisiana hot sauce. So instead of buying name brand Tabasco, I get the great value that just says Louisiana hot sauce. It's the same thing. But I
can't
have
just
to
say
have
hot sauces in general, though. Yeah, it's got to be more specific.
So that's what I'm saying. Specifically, if I had to pick one that's an essential, it's got to be the Louisiana hot sauce. That's what it is. That's what I go for. So
I guess I got to be more specific then. So I have pepper jack cheese then.
Pepper jack cheese? Very nice. Very nice. A little heat in there. Delicious. Yeah. Delicious. Yeah, I've been on a really big Munster cheese.
Munster?
I don't know why. I don't know.
What's Munster cheese? It sounds like it stinks.
No. It's a very good cheese. It's a white cheese. Okay. A little bit. It's a softer cheese, I would say. So.
Oh.
But it's delicious. Perfect.
Delicious. It matches you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's soft cheese. You know what, bitch? You go put your aloe vera on. How about that? I will shove Munster cheese down
your
throat.
You're just like a nice big soft cheese ball, bro.
You bastard. How dare you? I'm going to take my cheese. I'm going to shove it. All right, we're going to take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What is essential to have in your fridge at all times? We're going to get your answers and more in just a few. It's WIRX.
Brock, everything that rocks.
Well, good morning, 749, Brock Hunter.
Hey, here we go.
Yes. Thanks. Your topic for today, as always, brought to you by Specialite, Indicator, and Benton Township. What's essential to have in your fridge at all times, all right? You open that fridge, there may be nothing else in there except some expired fruit and a milk and this item. What's essential to have in your fridge at all times?
You know, let's take a phone call real quick. We got Jeffrey Dahmer on the phone. Let's see what he's got.
I need feet. What?
what?
Let's see. Josh said beer. Harold said beer. Joshua.
You know what? Get the mini fridge. Telling you, that's essential.
Yeah.
Because the beer, the beer is nice, but it takes up a lot of room. Because you always want a lot of beer, right? Yep. You want a lot of beer. You want a six pack. You got to get that dirty 30.
That's what's nice about
the mini. Yeah. The extra space.
A designated area just for your beer. I agree. Let's see. Lindsay said Worcestershire. I can never say it. Worcestershire. I don't mind that stuff. I throw it in some dishes and everything like that, but I don't know if that's essential. I don't know what exactly, unless you drink a lot of Bloody Marys. Is it, though? I mean,
You know what we do? We marinate steaks in it.
It's good for that. But, I mean, outside of that, though, you're not really, I don't know if it's essential.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
You know?
Yeah, I'm not using it every day, you know?
Long story short, dumb answer, Lindsay. Dumb. Let's see. Just kidding. It was a very nice answer. Thanks for commenting. Thanks for listening. Andy said Hidden Valley Ranch. You got to add that ranch in there, man.
Can't you buy that in like a 55-gallon drum now?
First of all, Andy, you're overpaying for Hidden Valley. You can get the Great Value brand ranch. It's exactly the same, okay? You get that big 6-gallon jug of Great Value brand ranch, and you're all set to go.
Don't listen to him, Randy. Brock just can't reach the Hidden Valley on the top
shelf.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. I'm not a top shelf guy. I'm so short. I'm going to beat you to death with my 6-gallon thing of ranch, all right? How about that, Hunter? I'm going to waterboard you with ranch, buddy.
It'll be a delicious death.
Yeah, I'm going to waterboard you with my Great Value brand ranch dressing, you bitch. Let's see. Paul said milk. Do you keep milk in the fridge at all times?
Yeah. I got to have some sort of milk. I'm a fan of cereal at random times.
Yep.
I'm not like I get up in the morning, eat cereal kind of guy, but there are times where I'm like, you know, a bowl of cereal sounds good. And I don't pour glasses of milk too often, but I will with certain foods and like dinners.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Milk seems to be a very popular answer. A lot of people are saying milk, like Laura said milk.
It's essential.
Ellie
Here's
said
the thing,
milk.
You gotta have milk to cook too. I mean, everything.
A lot of stuff, yeah. Jason's a funny guy. He said a working light. Thanks, Jason. Thanks. Appreciate it. Gathright said electricity. All right. We got a bunch of comedians on here. That's good. Jenna said cheese, all kinds of cheese. Yeah. Yeah. A fridge without cheese is not a fridge I care about. Let's see. Autumn said A1 sauce. Slapping that stuff on everything. Yeah. A1 sauce.
Yeah. A1. Some cooks will get pissed at you, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had a really, really good cook over at my house one time. He cooked us up some steaks. and threw a little A1 on it, and dude, you could just see the look on his angry face, like, dude, what are you doing?
It's like you slapped his baby. It's like, look, man, it's
pretty
like,
much.
I like a little topping on there. I like a little.
Look, seriously, offended you? Didn't
I'll
I?
Be honest. Even the like, I could go pay for, and I'm a steak. I love meat. All right, I'm a steak guy. I love steak. Yeah. But even if you go to like the super fancy ass restaurants, let's be honest, we all wouldn't mind just a little bit of sauce to dip into. Not saying
see,
for the
I
whole
go
thing.
Half and
you
half.
Know?
Like I'll eat half the steak without sauce.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not like I need to douse it in the sauce. No, I just like the taste of the sauce too.
A1's delicious, man. Salty and sweet. It's just fantastic. Yeah, I'm not saying your steak's bad. Just give me just a little. Now, if you're going to a fancy restaurant using like pit barbecue sauce, you know what I mean? That might be a little bit different. Hey, you got any ketchup back there? I need to douse this steak in ketchup.
People do that. Ketchup on a steak.
Oh, those people need to be burned at the steak is what they need to be. That's ridiculous. Ketchup on a steak. Get out of here. What are you doing? Let's see. A lot of people said beer. That was a popular one. Amy said soy sauce. You a big soy sauce guy?
I like it, but I don't seek it out. My wife loves it. Yeah. She always gets those slabs of ahi tuna.
Yeah.
You know, put the ahi tuna in the soy, and I think that's pretty good. That's really good, actually.
I've been adding soy sauce to a few more dishes I've made just because that's night at night. That and oyster sauce. You ever had oyster sauce? It's like a thick soy. So. It's like a thick soy sauce. All right, that's the best way to describe it. And yeah, it's nice, like in stir fries or is some
Chinese stir fries.
Yeah, Chinese.
I throw it on some. I typically put it in egg rolls. I like soy sauce and egg rolls.
Yeah, like chicken dishes. I'll throw soy sauce in there. So I'm effing starving right now. I don't know about you. I'm sitting there talking about this, and my stomach just was like, all right, damn it.
Yeah, let's go get something to eat. Let's go.
Why don't we end with Andrea? She said the something that is a must-have, an essential to have in your fridge at all times. Andrea said tequila. I think Andrea has a drinking problem. That's what we'll chalk that up to.
See, Andrea, put in your freezer. Liquor doesn't freeze.
Now, see, tequila's got to be warm. If I'm drinking tequila, it's got to be hot. I got to feel like I'm on a beach in Mexico, okay?
I guess you're right.
That worm has got to be room temperature, okay?
It's got to give you the face like
that's
you just took a shot of tequila.
That's right. Like, All right. We're going to take a break. We got more of the Plan B Morning Show coming up. Stick around.
Now, listen to me.